How you doing? All right, anybody else? Last chance. Okay, hey, Competition Wednesday for us is officially at hand. We love this day where we get to compete against one another. In our team meeting today, we made an even bigger emphasis about the football. It is the philosophy of our program. It's all about the ball, so we went right back to that today. And we got to own that. And that's when we're the best, when we're going after it on D and taking care of it on O. So we know we got a great challenge in that way. So speaking of challenges, we got Minnesota ahead here. The toughness that, you know, all the things that their team stands for, they're off to a great start. We know the featured players they have in terms of the running back, the receivers, the quarterback, defense, hard-nosed, tough. And what a great challenge ahead for us and one we're looking forward to. With that, I'll open it up.
Coach, an update. Do you have an update on Devontae Freeman and any other injuries?
Yep, I do.
Be able to report this later today?
Certainly. The injury updates for today, the two guys who will be out will be Freeman and Hankerson. Everybody else will be participating. And Freeman will be out as he's going through the concussion protocols today.
Any update on what stage he's at in that process?
I don't have an update on that. I can come back and follow that up with that tomorrow. He's in the first phase of it, the workout part, but I'm not exactly sure what to describe it as, so I'll follow that up with you.
Okay. Thank you. Minnesota, they're coming off a tough loss to Green Bay. They have Peterson and the young quarterback. What other problems do they present for you guys?
I think they're one of the things that we haven't talked about, you know, with this team. They're a really good screen team. And the fact that they're able to wide receiver screens, tight end screens, back screens, it's a big part of their offense. And it's also a way for some of their playmakers, when they get their hands on the ball, they had to turn them into explosive ones. Certainly that's been the case with Diggs, where some of the ones that are a one-yard catch turn into a 25-yard catch based on his ability to catch and run. So I think their screen game, you know, along with the fact of, you know, their run game, which is, you know, what we think is one of the best ones we've seen, you know, up to this point.
And the Coach Zimmer said that Levine Toyola may be an unsung hero for you guys. And you're talking about his blocking and how he's fitting into the offense.
We really thought he had one of his best days as a blocker. And whether it's a guy who's blocking on the outside edge or the combinations that he does with the tackles inside, that's a part of his game that we haven't talked about. And Coach is right. But he really had one of his better performances in the blocking game. We see the size, you know, really carrying over to the field. He has length. Now he's playing, you know, with that size as well.
You know, the challenge your defense presents or has going against Peterson, you have number one ranked defense against the run against the number one running back in the league.
Right. I think when you talk about him uniqueness as a runner, it's the play that starts inside that bounces outside. And for those of us, you know, who've coached against him or you guys for covering against him, the inside run that may start in the A or the B gap and then the jump cut that explodes outside. So I think when you defend him, it's inside all the way to outside. Some of the big plays, are they the inside ones that he can break a tackle? Yes, but it's also the one that started inside and then broke contain outside. So real challenge for us. It's a really disciplined approach. That's how we play. We're a leverage-based tackling team, so we can't wait to get out there.
Dan, the Vikings have one of the stingier defenses as far as points given up per game
right
this year. You know, with an offense that has been challenged as of late to get in the end zone, do you do anything different than you normally have done as far as the game plan, trying, you know, spice things up a little bit, try something different that you haven't done before against a team like this?
Well, yeah, I think they're really fundamentally sound, you know, and that's one of the, when you look, you know, certainly something I look for in good defenses, like there's just not a lot there, you know, where I can say you can get this play or this play. Sometimes when it's a big scheme of things, okay, they may make a big play, but you could get some too. I think the teams that are the most sound, the most disciplined, sometimes those are the hardest to go against. Our first priority for us is going to be about the ball. And then how do we use our matchups in the base package and the nickel package? That's certainly something that we're, you know, looking at as we're going through the week of how to attack the guys.
Dan, I know there's been a lot of noise outside of, you know, Matt Ryan and his performance these last couple of weeks. Just a couple of things. How is his health? And there's been some speculation about that, whether he's actually healthy or fully healthy. You know, just the confidence you guys, I mean, I assume there's no lack of, y'all haven't lost any confidence.
None,
in that.
Right.
You've kind of got to be your guy. So if you could address those couple of things.
Yep, be glad to on both fronts. One, from a health standpoint, Matt's fully healthy and ready to go. And I think from what normally happens, you know, the shots, the hits on the quarterback, those have been down for him. You know, so I think he is healthy going into it. There's nothing, you know, that he's dealing with, you know, from an injury standpoint. And then for the second part of the question, in terms of our confidence in him, no doubt it's as high as it could be because we have such belief and trust in him. We'll do a better job of taking care of the ball And that's not just for him. That's for our entire offense. It's the center. It's the left tackle. It's the tight end. It's the running back. And so that's when we're at our best. But as we're going, we know what he brings to us. He's a huge stakeholder in what we do. So that, no, there's no backing off in one bit for him. We've done a lot of really good things. And sometimes when the big plays that look bad or, you know, that happened, they can overshadow some of the really good things that he does do. And I want to make sure we're really clear about that.
Can you glean anything from last year's matchup against the Vikings? Do you look at that tape at all?
I think you have to, and we did. And I think from the defensively, you know, the matchups, you know, and the way they're going to play and the style and who's who, that's a factor. Offensively, some of their line has changed, with Sullivan being down and Lode Holt being there. But you do have to go back and look at that. And that's one of the advantages you get, you know, just when you get the chance to see the familiar guys and the familiar scheme. So we certainly did do that.
How's Greenway playing for them? He seems to be their kind of ring leader over there.
Yeah, he is. And I think the experience that, shows with him on the ball, off the ball, the blitzer. And I've really been impressed by their front as well. The two big guys inside, Joseph and Floyd, and then Everson Griffin is one that I think as a rusher brings the energy, brings the speed off the edge. So I think the combination between him, you know, like you said, Greenway and the backers, I think the corners, you know, who, you know how to stay on top and the coverage that they play. So it's a real challenge for us.
Bridgewater, the most mobile quarterback you faced this year, and what challenges do his legs present?
As far as being the most mobile, I'd certainly say he's in that conversation if he's not the most. And it was part of the game. I didn't probably have enough understanding just, you know, when he started the week this week, said, man, he really extends some plays. The third downs that go, the first downs that are created in the run, and I think it's over 30 carries. So it was certainly a part of our plan that we went through with the guys today. When it's not there, he can run, or if there's a pressure that happens, he finds a way to escape. So, yeah, we got a lot of respect for the run game of him after the play, and it's one that we talked about quite a bit today.
Adrian Peterson back at full strength, do you think?
I do, and I think the thing that makes him so unique is the explosiveness and the cut. And you think, okay, well, he's big and powerful and just use that size. It's way more than that. It's the explosiveness in and out of the break. And I think that's what makes him so unique.
And with six games left, this game could be a pivotal tiebreaker when it comes to playoffs and things of that nature. Do you talk about it at this point in time? Is it too early to even have that discussion with the team?
I think it's too early because of where right now we need to play our best ball and championship ball. Our best games are still out there for us. We haven't done that. And so that's really what the challenge is. I think that's – I understand the storyline with that, but more importantly than that, we need to play well. So we're not looking much past that only because we want to get our football just right.
Coach Shermer used to talk about shooting all his bullets when he was playing Barry Sanders. Do you have some Peterson rules that the guys will have to adhere to try to slow him down?
Yeah, I think it's the discipline that you have to play with. And each, you know, team has these unique challenges of guys, and he's one for sure. And I think it's his ability, like I said, to go from inside to outside and the discipline that you have to have in playing it. So if you can find where you bounce out of a gap or jump, he likely can find it. And I think that's what makes the challenge so good. And honestly, we've got a lot of faith in how we play our style of defense too. So it's one that we're looking forward to as well.
Getting tackled.
Yeah, the ability to get off blocks, you know, where it's not just one man having to make it, but usually, you know, when you're really, you know, feeling it in the run game, it's not just one guy getting the contact. Just like you said, there's a number of guys who are getting in on it.